Auburn's first fall scrimmage is tomorrow. Can Peyton Thorne have a big day?
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five. Happy Friday. We are about to get after it like we always do. Talk a little bit about preview this first fall scrimmage. It is scrimmage season, baby. Football is so close. We get our first scrimmage. We get a first look at the Auburn Tigers in a game-like scenario. And I'll be there giving updates, and we'll talk about it, kind of break down a little preview as we dive into the show. But before we get started, you know, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. Guys, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your life if you just aren't sure? You just aren't sure about your retirement plan, your savings plan. Make sure it's maximized to the fullest. Make sure you're taking advantage of everything you need to be taking advantage of. Ford Stokes is your guy to make sure you can make sure you're doing that. You can check him out at retirementresults.com/plan. And he can give you that free portfolio analysis to make sure you're doing all the things you need to be doing. Show him some love. Tell him War Eagle. I know he's going to be watching. I know he's going to be checking out the scrimmage update, the scrimmage preview, and then the scrimmage updates. Make a friend. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Ford Stokes, retirement results. Get yourself together. Presented by Active Wealth. Guys, it's scrimmages tomorrow, man. I'm so excited. That's finally, the season just creeping closer and closer and closer. And when you finally get that first scrimmage, it's time to get excited, because you're going to get to see what the product at times. You're not going to get to see a ton, but you're going to get to hear a lot about the product on the field in a game like scenario. All you hear about all the success and drills. You hear about, you know, Cam Coleman making great plays in one-on-ones, but what can Cam Coleman do in the open field? What can Cam Coleman do on third and eight when you got to move the chains? What can Keandre Lambert Smith do, if anything, with his ankle this weekend? Peyton Thorne's been lighting it up. What does Peyton Thorne look like? It's just so much fun to finally get into the actual scrimmages. They typically do, I think, at least three. They do at least three before the season starts. The first one, there's always one that's typically like a donor scrimmage. It's a little bit more open to the public, and that's this one. It's a big on to victory, there'll be a big on to victory contingent there. I mean, you only have to have the $17 a month level subscription to be able to have access into the scrimmage. It's not open to the public. So there's still time. If you wanted to sign up today, you could probably still make it to the scrimmage. But yeah, so with that being said, typically there's one that's a little bit more open. Then there's one that's going to be like closed doors. Like there is not going to be hardly anybody there. And then I think you have your last one that's kind of very similar, not a lot of access, but it's going to be, you know, cleanup time. You know, let's clean up some of the stuff we learned from the first two scrimmages. This one, I don't expect you to see anything crazy. I think you're just going to see a good, you know, sort of like an A-day type scenario where it's not mega, you know, not mega vanilla, but not just totally, you know, show everything, because there's going to be a big crowd there. And obviously you don't want to expose just everything. But I think what you're going to see a lot of the ball in the air. It seems like that's been a huge focus. That's been a huge focus of fall camp so far. We got to get the ball in the air. We got to get the ball down the field. We know we can run the ball. We know we can run it. We did it last year, even when we couldn't throw it. We ran it when we knew we ran it when they knew we had to run it, and we still were able to average, you know, 6+ yards a carry. With I think Jarquez had a big season, almost 1,000 yards, even after missing a few games, even when you had zero passing games. So the passing game is definitely going to be the emphasis, and that's what I'm going to be looking forward most to seeing. Because hey, It's not been pretty. It's not been pretty the last several years. Throwing the ball has been challenging for Auburn ever since. I mean, it's been challenging for Auburn, I guess, ever since maybe 2017 when we had only our second ever 3,000-yard passer. So I'm ready to see the ball moving down the field. I don't know which message board it came from or which note it came from, but I think there was a note that one practice, I believe maybe it was even yesterday, during 11-on-11, offense versus defense, you know, full scrimmage type atmosphere in practice, threw for over 500 yards. Now, that's not necessarily mean it's a game scenario, but it just means they threw a ton, and it doesn't mean it came from one person. It could have come from multiple quarterbacks, but they're throwing the ball down the field. It seems to be the emphasis of the scrimmage. I mean, emphasis of the fall camp, and why not? You know, you finally have what you feel like is a really competitive, athletic, game-changing wide receiver room. Why not try to take advantage of it? At least figure out something that works. Find out what they can do, especially the young guys. Find out what they do well and then build off of it right now and then continue to sort of continue to develop. So throwing the ball down the field, I'm excited to finally see that. I'm ready to see what they got going on. Ready to see how these RPOs. That seems to be a massive emphasis as well this spring. Let's see how these RPOs work. I doubt you'll see anything too elaborate, but you know the basic stuff. Let's see it. I want to see some 50-50 balls. Let's throw it up. That's another emphasis. Hey, let's throw some back shoulders. Let's get the ball in the air. Let's get some one-on-ones and let's see who's ready to play. So overall, scrimmage season is fun. Again, follow me on Twitter and we'll talk about some other stuff where you can catch some of the updates from the scrimmage a little bit later. I think this is a big scrimmage for Peyton Thorne. I think Peyton Thorne needs this scrimmage and needs to do well in this scrimmage because he played pretty decent, pretty good in the spring game. Didn't put up eye-popping numbers, but didn't play it, you know, enough. Didn't play enough. Didn't get enough snaps to really, you know, throw up the massive A-Day numbers. But he was 9 of 13 for like 133 yards and a touchdown, completing close to 70% of his passes. Did hit a big, did hit a deep ball touchdown to Cam Coleman. Got the ball out where he needed to be. So that's good. That's a building block. Now you need to get into these fall scrimmages and start having hopefully some good scrimmages and some good reports. I don't know if you remember the first scrimmage, there was a lot of nervousness. There was a lot of nervous folks after that last year's first scrimmage. I mean, there was some guys that were saying that Peyton's not even, you know, based off that one scrimmage, Peyton may not even be the second best quarterback on the team. And that's when you started hearing the talk around him pressing, and we gotta get him not to be nervous or pressing. So all of the narratives around him so far have been confidence, leadership, all of that. And he's having good success as far as accuracy and throwing the ball down the field in practice. Now you want to see it in a game. There's going to be actually fans there. There's going to be fans there to see it. So I think it's pretty vital to be able to put on a pretty good show in front of the public. So, you know, I say that they might not want to show a bunch, but they probably need to show a little bit. They need to show a little bit that, hey, let's build some confidence, not only in Peyton, but let's build confidence. Let's sort of build the confidence in the fan base as well, because last year I think everybody was excited in general just because it was a new coach, but I think people were really nervous about Peyton Thorne. And to start off the year, the first time things go bad, you're already nervous about him, and then you're ready to pull it. You know, then it's the typical where the backup quarterback is the most popular player on the team. So I think this is I think Peyton really needs to take advantage, be ready and get after it in this spring game, and make sure he makes all the right reads, is accurate with his throws, gets it down the field, because again, time to change the narrative. Let's go ahead early and get this hype train rolling. Let's go ahead early and get the momentum going, get the fans fired up, get the message boards lit up with, hey, we're looking good. I think this is a big scrimmage. And again, you know, obviously it's important for Peyton, but I think there's a lot of position battles, and we could spend a whole show going over all those different position battles. But you know, already know who they are. We've talked about it. You got to get your defensive line rotation figured out. Who's going to win that battle at that, you know, right there in the middle, that big nose tackle? Is it going to be Jason Jones? Is it going to be Isaiah Rakes? Are they just going to be like a 1-2 punch there, right there in the middle? Who's going to win that battle? How does the defensive backfield, that second safety spot, how does that shake out? How does Keontae Scott work at outside corner? Seems like he's kind of penciled in. He's locked in. He's going to be an outside corner this year. How does that look? And then, you know, on and on. It seems like there's only about two. I say only. There's probably two or three position groups that it seems pretty locked in, but there's some fun battles that you'll get to see a lot of young guys. You'll get to see a lot of dudes get in the mix. And it should be overall should be a lot of fun. And again, I'm going to try to keep you updated. We'll have a podcast. We'll have a show breaking everything down as well. All right, now let's switch gears. Okay, let's switch gears and talk about a little bit what I hinted at yesterday. And we're going to do something really quick, and it's going to be weird. This is going to be weird, and it's going to take some time to get used to. But, yeah, if you look down at the bottom, there you go. The name is number one, okay? It kind of started leaking out yesterday. There was a big announcement on the next round that I'll be joining the next round's Auburn team, and I'll be joining it as my actual Christian name, Kyle Rush, which I think is very confusing to a lot of people. But I'll explain a little bit later in depth, and hopefully it'll make it a little bit of sense. But look, I started this thing off as a hobby. Okay, Zach and I are good buddies. He joined our Sunday school class, and he asked me to. I think I invited him to lunch. We started talking about, you know, Auburn and message boards and his podcast and things like that. I had listened to him for quite a while. And I talked about, you know, message board culture, how I'd been kind of in it and around it for since like 2008. And he's like, dude, you need to come on the podcast as your message board guy, as the message board guy, as the character, as Charlie Five, and just talk the way you talk to me, talk the way as a fan. And I think you can a lot of people can relate to that. So I'm never going to be. I'm always going to be that guy. I'm always going to be the mouth. I don't want to say mouthpiece. I always want to be like I want you to listen to me and feel like I'm saying the things that you're thinking out loud. I don't want to be a professional. I don't want to be a journalist. I want to just get on here, have fun, and honestly break down my thoughts from a fan perspective on what's going on at Auburn, from recruiting, from football, whatever. So I joined the show on Tuesdays. If you listen to Locked On Auburn, I was a Tuesday guest for several years, and then kind of just got, I really enjoyed it. Kind of got the itch to, hey, I want to try to do something on my own. I want to try to get out there and do something separate, but kind of, you know, separate, but together, so to speak, and see what happens. And you guys have been incredible. The listens have gone crazy. I was doing it 2 days a week, but people were asking, hey, we want more. So I was like, let's try it. Let's give a shot to daily. So I started doing the daily show, the Top Button podcast, every single day. And it's exploded. The followers, the subscribers on YouTube, I think we gained over on the Auburn Daily channel since December. We've gained over 2,000 subscribers, which is just insane. And so that everything's going, you know, phenomenally. And then within, you know, 5 or 6 weeks of doing it weekly, we get, you know, contacted. Zach was already doing some work with the next round on the Village Vice, and the next round's really wanting to build out an Auburn content channel where it's, you know, all Auburn content every single day. And sometimes there'll be multiple shows. Sometimes it'll just be this show. But they wanted me to kind of join the team along with Zach and several others. Taylor Korn's going to be involved a lot. Hopefully, you know, there's going to be several other guys as well that are going to be guys and girls that are going to be involved. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So They asked me to join the team. They announced it yesterday. The YouTube channel is going to be called The Barn. I know a lot of people are like, why would you do that? Well, here's my thing about The Barn. Okay. For a long time, Barners, The Barn is sort of a derogatory, was always like a derogatory name for Auburn fans from Alabama fans. But you know what? Let's take it from them. Take it from them. I kind of dig it. That's where Boog came from. Short for people, I think back in the day, Auburn fans were called booger eaters. So hey, I'll just take it from you. Yeah, I'm booging. That's where Boog comes from. Barner, The Barn, and I think it's just something fun that we can. It's a fan thing. Okay, it's not this professional stuffy journalist website. It's a fan place. It's a fan hangout. I where'd you hear that? I heard it at The Barn. So The Barn launches. The Barns are actually already launched. The YouTube channel is the same as it was with Village Vice. So if you already subscribed to Village Vice, you'll still be subscribed. But if you're a subscriber of Auburn Daily and you want to and you watch this show on YouTube, you'll need to go to right here. You'll need to go to The Barn Auburn on YouTube to subscribe. So you're already going to see the Village Vice content loaded on Monday. You'll start seeing the Barn podcast, which is the renaming of the Top Button podcast, which I'm kind of struggling with because I kind of dig it, but I'm still going to be buttoned up, still going to have the, you know, still going to be the same stuff, still going to be the daily content. You'll be able to catch it there. If you listen to it on audio, you don't have to do anything. You literally don't have to do anything. You're subscribed to the Top Button podcast. The only thing that's going to change is the artwork and the name. So it's going to the little thumbnail picture is going to change to The Barn, and then the podcast name is going to change to The Barn Podcast as well. So it's a way to take this show, the way to take you guys and hopefully be able to provide more and better content, hopefully some better access, better characters, but more characters that you can start to build relationships with, get to know, and then overall just have a lot more Auburn stuff to check out. Now one of the more fun parts about it is the website. Zach kind of coined me the message board legend. Number one, it's kind of a play off of, if you ever follow one of my favorite Twitter accounts is 3-Year Letterman. He is a quote unquote, youth football coaching legend, and he sort of built this massive following of essentially being a troll on the internet. Well, it's sort of like that, sort of self-aggrandizing satire, almost a message board legend. Like, what even is that? But it's fun to have now that self proclaimed title. I now have a message board tied to it that you can come, you can join, and you can interact with me. So you can definitely interact with me in the comments on the YouTube channel. But if you really want to get in the conversation, you need to join the barnauburn.com. This is our message board, the barnauburn.com. It's $1 for the first month, $9.95 after that. You're going to get all kinds of recruiting scoop that we typically can't share in public. You're behind the paywall. We got a recruiting scoop channel. We got a team scoop channel. We have a basketball scoop channel. And then we have one of the best baseball guys. If you love baseball, which I feel like is a very starving niche of Auburn fans, we got Lindsey Crosby in there, who is one of – It's unbelievable the baseball coverage you can get from him. But all in all, it's a brand new venture to be able to bring better, more and better Auburn content to you guys almost every single day. Again, we're going to be doing live shows. We're going to be doing post-game shows, all kinds of stuff at the Barn Auburn YouTube page. And then you don't have to do, like I said, you don't have to do anything on the podcast stuff. Just stay subscribed to the Top Button podcast and it'll switch over automatically. That switch over will probably take place on Monday, and then we're just going to get after it. So I couldn't have done this without you guys. I couldn't have done this without All the comments, all the banter back and forth. I'm almost going to get emotional thinking about it. But you guys are awesome. There's even some Alabama fans that enjoy the show that like to interact. Shout out to Smooth in the comments. But man, it's been a fun ride and it's not going to stop. But the biggest thing is, even though my name's changed, the Charlie Five, the passion, the total not professionalism, sound bites, the catchphrases, Hulking Super Team is going to be around forever. Bug Out's going to be forever. Stuff like that. We're going to keep it rolling. It's nothing that you've come to enjoy is going to change other than the name. And the name, I think, may even take it to the next level. There's going to be some awesome merchandise that we're already working on as well. So, guys, I really appreciate you. I covet your listens. I thank you for your listens. I thank you for all your nice comments and words and messages on Twitter, anywhere in the comments, anywhere. I really enjoy it. And we're going to continue to put in the work to give out the best Auburn content out there. Also working on some big time basketball content that may be kind of run concurrently with the regular daily podcast. So guys, I really appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter for updates. Still the_Charlie_5. Follow us at @TheBarn_Auburn on socials as well to stay updated. And then hey, get on that website. Check it out. The page views are incredible. The posts are incredible. The content's incredible already. We worked overtime to load it up with a lot of up-to-date content, and it's going to be continually updated. And I think it's easy. We have a cool way for you to be able to catch up every day. So you don't have to get lost digging through all the threads. We got a good system to kind of keep you caught up. So I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you again for listening. And the saddest thing is I'm going to miss the intro. I know some people complain about the volume, but dadgum, I got that's the PA announcer for the Chicago Bulls. Okay. Tim Sinclair recorded my intro. And I think I love it. So that's going to go away. So that's probably the thing I'm most sad about, but, so it'll be something new probably the next time you hear me, but I really appreciate it again, guys. And y'all have a great weekend and stay tuned, and follow the Barn Auburn everywhere that you can. So, guys, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and let's get it after it for this scrimmage tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.